Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-Pop. I'm Yvette.
And I'm Precious.
And it's comeback time.
Dun, April dun. Comebacks.
All right. I think we have at least under 50 songs.
We did good this month.
Because it's a really short list. Or at least I think it is. I only had 24 songs.
I didn't count mine, but I got some stuff on here.
I'm going to say under 40.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. All right. So now we're going to start off with April comebacks. Do you have any K-pop news? I don't really have any K-pop news.
Mark Twain got signed to a label.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
A really, top label in California. It's, called AAA.
I think.
But they didn't give it, at least from what I read on articles, they didn't really explain the company. They just explained Mark's, accomplishments. And I was like... But I thought this was about the company.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that I can really recall from this month personally, because I haven't really, dug into anything. Mm-hmm. So that's
I haven't seen anything else, really. Mm-hmm. Oh, Shownu's not going to be participating in the next comeback, One of a Kind.
Aww.
Because he's having eye issues and stuff like that. So we don't need him to be going blind or nothing. So Boo Boo can rest.
It's
Boo Boo
can rest. But let's get started.
All right. So... our first song is a single by Hoshi from Seventeen.
Yes.
Actually, I'm so excited because I'm hoping there is 11 more solos.
Yes, I agree.
I would really like to see everyone's style for each kind of music video.
I'm excited. I hope your prediction is right. We're in a manifest. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Manifest.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. So, the only way I can describe Spider is... the song in MV is like classic Taemin, right?
Yeah.
Everything from the music to the concept of the MVs, screams Taemin.
Yeah. Everyone on TikTok was joking around, the Taemin-ification.
Literally, it was textbook Taemin. It's like if Taemin and Kai
had
from
a
EXO
child.
Had a child and it was baby Hoshi.
Yes.
Hoshi's fire. That's what I think. I don't know. It was weird. But I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, the song is so central, but visually artful too.
Right.
So I really like that.
I agree.
My favorite lyric in the song is at the beginning of the chorus where Hoshi says, "Can't breathe when you look at me." And I was like...
As you should. Now, I liked it a lot. It was more it's more like a sexy, more mature side.
Exactly.
Of Hoshi.
I love how the story's a Black Widow type of vibe, where even though Hoshi knows he's getting involved with a person that can be dangerous or even cost his life, he can't help but be intoxicated with them, and it decides to take the risk anyway.
Oh, yeah. I love that, because it's in my notes. I was like, yeah. Because, I literally was like, oh, a person, you want to get caught in their web, it's a bad idea, but mm-hmm. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I like it. I stan.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next song we have is The 8.
Mr. Minghao.
Yes, with Side by Side.
I loved it. This song, it had very, the vocals were very gentle, and I liked mm-hmm. it. And me personally, it was a very simple song for him, but it complimented him so well. Because it had, a catchy guitar string strumming, and then it was very minimal, but, the simplicity of the drums and the bass in the back.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
This is, an unrequited type of love story, or a one-sided love story, where the 8 is pining over a girl who basically doesn't give him any signs of feelings or interest to him, no matter what he does, giving her flowers, sharing mm-hmm. food with her, trying to hold her hand, but she rejects him every pass he makes at her. When I was watching the MV, I was laughing because it was just so cute, how he was trying to do everything in his willpower to get this girl to be interested in him. I really loved the what you said about the piano, the drums, the lyrical jazz component of the song. It was so nice, and it just suited the 8 so well.
Yes.
Another cute moment in the MV is the cameo from the 17 members, June, DK, and Dino.
Oh, yeah, that was adorable.
Acting as the 8's wingman.
It's all right, bro.
Yeah, telling him to, try again one more time. So he goes up and gives the girl a single rose, and she just looks at her phone and walks away, leaving him sitting at the bar.
And then she comes back with a bouquet of roses. But okay, one part I really liked, do you love me? No, can you love me? I'm like, I want to do that.
It was just so cute. And I was just like laughing the whole time. I was like, this is just such an adorable. It's like super simple K-pop yes. MV, but so cute mm-hmm. that you just love it. But, you know, it's a happy ending for them. I know this was more like an explanation about the MV, but I think the MV really tells the story of the song.
Yes, it does. Like,
it's so cute.
Yeah, like, overall, I'm, like, really super excited because, like, I hope your prediction is right and every single 17 member gets their own. Yeah. Because I want to hear everyone's individual style and voice, and I want to see everybody have their own mm-hmm. MV. And I want to see what they're about.
Me too.
Like, what are you about? But on that note, we do have a clip for Side by Side.
All right, let's listen to it. Woo! It's very cute. It's I really so cute. Like it.
Okay.
It's innocent.
It
though.
Is. Like, it sounds so beautiful. If I had a 17 light stick, I wave my light stick so hard to that song. Like, you go, Aid! Mm-hmm. I love that man. But next up, we have, you know, there are stars. I'm sorry, I'll stop. It's Astro. No, because, like, Astro, stars.
No, I got like, it. I got it. I just did react.
Yeah, man.
What's the first song?
My first song is, it's a very beautiful song. It's called Dear Universe. It's super cute. It's about, like, love and can, I was mostly, all this month, I was all up in the lyrics and, like, you know, but, yeah, I was doing my thing. And it's all about, like, love and connection and how, like, the universe has, like, many, I was all up in this bitch. I was like, because, like, the universe is made up of, like, many things, many stars and constellations, but at the end, like, they're all still kind of connected.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's, like, a song for, like, their fans, and their fans, they're called, I Had This, and Now It's Gone, but it's, like, Astro, the word heart, and then all fans. Mm-hmm. So, I think it is Aurora. Yeah, I think it is Aurora. Mm. It is. Yeah, because it's, like, part of Astro, the word, the H in heart, and then A in all fans.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it a lot because it was, like, really slow. It was, like, a really nice, like, slow jam with, like, you can rock to side okay. with this song. It was pretty. It's, like, a good, like, family, friends, like, for anybody's song. It's, like, I don't know how far you are. Mm-hmm. We're always connected. And it was super cute, and I felt very loved. And it was a good, I go to a concert. Not for Moonbin, but, you know. Rocky too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not really, right?
Debatable.
I mean, you just said, but not.
Now I go.
Okay, you changed your answer.
Yes, but we do have a clip for Dear Universe, though.
All right, let's hear the clip. You always stay
super cute.
It is cute.
It is cute.
All right, let's go on to our next song, One. Their title song, One.
Yes.
Okay, so I've been waiting to hear this type of, like, sound from Astro for a while now, and it's so good. I feel like they're one step closer to finding their sound, but that's just my opinion. It's not a fact. Mm. And maybe they have some songs that, like this that are similar that I just haven't found. So if you know, please let me know. Like, shoot me a DM, email. I don't care. Just let me know. I really want to know.
Slide into her DMs, yo.
This group has, like, so much talent. And each member is so handsome that I just can't get my foot in the door with them just yet. Mm-hmm. As, like, being a full stan. It's like when you go to the pool and you dip your toe in the water to see if it's cold or not.
Ooh.
Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm just like, I'm not sure. I'm, like, just really unsure. But this song is really good, and I have a couple of their other title songs too. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what's wrong with me.
I love One. It's so, it's like, I like it because it's just really upbeat and catchy, and it's just, I don't know what it is. Because, like, I like the whisper in the beginning where Moonbin's like, this is it. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
I love the whisper for no reason. I'm just like, Yeah, that sounds about right.
I really enjoyed like the vocal line and the rap line. Although my favorite part is Rocky's rap freaking in the middle of the song. It caught me off guard and I was like,
I know.
Huh? Baby can rap like this? And I was just like, this is wild.
His pace on his rapping, I was like, sir.
I was like, what? But
he did a great job. I followed him on Instagram.
Everyone did so great this comeback, and you could tell that Asher really did work really hard on this.
Yeah, a lot of people said like that album sold out too. So
quick. Because I was thinking about getting it on M-Wave, and then like not even maybe 2 days, it was already sold out.
So you go, boys.
Right? Woo-hoo. Making that money, getting more exposure.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have a clip from one, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
I always have to use it for reference. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That was so talented. That's, and then just the dance moves he does while rapping that part is wild. Like, to be focused on both of that.
Yeah. That's a bad bitch. I'll
say it. Rocky's a bad bitch.
That's a bad bitch. Follow him on Instagram, y'all.
I'm a bad bitch. I'm so proud of him.
Me too.
Wow.
I'm so glad that I stand.
All right. Next song is...
I have the song Stardust from the album. Okay. It's a really beautiful piano ballad with light rap. And the song is basically about... Because, like, Stardust, it's like... Again, I Googled the shit. But it's basically... it's a song about being lost and then finding someone that, you know, that gives you a chance to be happy, or they make you happy. Mm-hmm. And it's really cute. And I kind of imagine, like, pretty much imagine, like, floating around in, like, the empty space being stardust. And then all of a sudden, like, you find something to that you can grasp onto. It was really catchy. Mm-hmm. And I literally, I even Googled, like, the meaning of stardust, too, so I did that, too. So we're all scientific. We're scientific and whatnot this week. Well, no, because stardust is made up of particles of remaining supernova explosion.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what stardust is. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because you're just drifting around in an empty vacuum.
It just... Don't say that.
Empty vacuum?
We know this. Yes. Space is infinite.
Yes.
But I really don't want to think about that right now. I really don't. Okay, we're going to go to the next song, All Good. This song is so cute. I really like seeing the duality of Asho, and now I really do. I feel like I have to get a little bit more information on them.
Yeah.
I feel like the message of the song is pretty simple. What I got from it was, like, someone that just really makes you really, really happy and always puts you in a good mood. Like a mood maker
like
of
me?
An idol group. Yes, like you, because you just made me laugh. Anyway, but, like a mood maker in an idol group, or your friend that just always makes you laugh and can cheer you up when you're feeling down. Overall, I love the vocals and the rap in this song. It's very super cute, fun, and it's bright. Like, if you watch the stage for it, it's so cute. Like, they're so adorable. Especially Moonbin was looking fine. His arms.
I know.
His arms. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. This is why I don't think I can have a bias. Everyone looks amazing in that group.
That's on T. That's on T.
Right.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, I really did love, like, it's... I've loved this album a lot because I wanted to get it, but I'm going to be good this month, not buy anything. But, I mean, overall, it was a great mix of, like, sweet and soft songs and, like, fun and quirky. I really enjoyed listening to it. And it made me feel like, you know, it made me feel... It's a good introduction album for me because, like, I listened to a couple songs before previously, but this is a good introduction album for anyone that wants to get into Astrum now, personally.
Yeah.
Like me!
Like, they did really good in this album.
Yeah.
All right, next album we have is Newest, the second album, Romanticize. First song is Inside Out. This song is about, like, the progression of a new relationship where everything is great, fun, lovable in the beginning. Then as things start to cool down and you run into obstacles, you kind of wonder if you should break up, but you're, like, adamant of staying together, not because you want to be together, but because you want to be loved, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like, if you broke up, you would miss them so much. So you try to make things work instead of hoping that, instead hoping that there's like, it's fate that y'all are supposed to be together forever. Mm-hmm. Some kind of bullshit.
Okay.
But I'm really happy to see Newest have a comeback. First of all, with a full album, plus all the members have solos on this album, which all of them are good, except I don't like JR's. But everybody else has really good solos in there. You should listen to the album. I'm sure you'll find a song or two that you really like on the album. Next song I have is Don't Wanna Go. This song is like your classic breakup song, where two people that once loved each other very deeply end up hating each other and resenting one another.
Oh, mood!
Then, then end up having a breakup in the end. But secretly, they don't want to be broken up because they'll be alone.
Oh, not a mood.
So they're both thinking on and off about just wanting to freeze time of when they like had a happy moment with each other.
Okay.
Yes. Even though they felt like, even when they felt sad at times, their SO was able to still make them laugh. Even though they had a lot of good moments, the bad moments outweigh the good. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that they want to stay together to feel love, not because they're in love with each other. It's a great song. It's a perfect for like my K-pop breakup playlist that I have, so I'm gonna add it there. But if you haven't listened to it, I promise you won't be disappointed. It will definitely put you in your feelings.
Yeah, I like that one time when me and Tim were happy, but then he cut his fucking hair. But
the tincident, as I like to call it, the tincident.
Yes. The tincident is any idol that cuts their fucking hair and it looks really good long, but they just cut their fucking hair. I mean,
it gets hot.
I understand.
It gets hot. I just want him, I understand.
If he ever hears this, Ten, I just want to let you know where that one time when we were happy.
Remember that?
We could have been so happy together, but no. Being petty and stupid. Ooh.
She's so.
I'm so petty.
Upset.
Oh no, but no. All right. Next group that we have is okay. I'll admit it. I partook in only one of comeback.
Okay, I want to listen to the title song.
Very interesting. Libido was very interesting. I have a clip for it, and it was actually co-wrote by two of the members, Nine and KB. They actually wrote a couple of the songs, and it was very. I liked like okay. It was. I thought it was sultry. I listened to it, and it's like, you know, they're kind of like
more than sultry.
Yes, yes. I really liked it because they were like whispering into like your ears, like ooh. And I really liked Mill. I think I don't even know how many rappers there are. He was the only rapper I heard, and it was nice. It was a good flow. And overall, musically, it was like safe, but when you read those lyrics, it's like, wait, what?
No, not even the MV is safe. No. It screams boy love drama.
Yes, and we like, love it. And we love
I do love it. But
yes.
I was just like, no.
Yeah.
It has so many dirty underlines. Yeah. I was like, I kind of like it though.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. But my favorite scene is
the basketball scene.
I was like, ooh, oh, I could watch basketball all day.
I suddenly want to have... No, I don't want to play sports. Never mind.
Oh, no. I've played sports, but...
I don't do that.
But I'd rather watch.
Yes,
yeah, why do any work?
Yeah. But we have the clip for Libido, so enjoy.
Okay.
Yes. Your thoughts?
I mean, I've heard it already, and yes. I've seen it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It'll get your attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, especially the live performance, it definitely will get
your
attention.
It's better than their last title song and their last comeback.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but I watched it, and I was like...
I don't even remember it. I didn't pay attention to them until this comeback. I said what I said.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I did, because I was just looking at their K-pop profile, mm-hmm. and you know how at the end there's always the last comeback they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on the video and watched, and I was like, these guys are cute and yeah, everything, but no. But this song was way better than that one.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, definitely. And then another song I actually did like from the album, I think I'm saying it, I'm going to say it wrong. It is spelled BYREDO. I want to say Byredo. I don't know.
Is it a Spanish influenced song?
No, it was not.
I don't know that.
It was not. But long story short, it was very like, I liked everyone's vocals. They were very sweet. And this was a very like This was a seductive song, I feel. No, because TikTok got me fucked up because someone was like, okay, people misheard the lyric and they thought that they were saying spread it for me, but they were saying spray it for me. That's not any better.
That's so close.
It's not.
I can get why they fumbled on that one.
I understand. Because, okay, funny thing, burrito, it's an old, like, it stems from, like, an old English word meaning, like, sweet-smelling perfume. So, okay. Like, so spray, it's like, oh, you know, her smell is very intoxicating. That's where I got it from. But, I was, like, pretty much the song was referring to, like, a person and, like, you know, the way they smell, like, their pheromone. That's what I was getting from this. I was very scientific this month.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so it was probably referring to, like, the chemical and, like, the pheromones of, like, a person. And, like, I don't know. Honestly, I can go on about it, but I think I will later. But there's actually, like, one lyric. It's, like, well, this is what I have because it's, like, one lyric I liked that I got from it was, like, I want you to pick up my scent. Ew, baby. I don't like that word. Ew! I want you to pick up my scent, baby. Infiltrated scent. It makes my head spin again. The memories of a small glass bottle. I could... I
know y'all can't see my face right now, but I'm cringing so hard. Like... I don't like that.
Yeah. Those lyrics, I was like, wait... Oh, shocker, KB and Nine wrote them too, so...
Oh, not a shock. I don't know the members.
I don't know either, but I know who KB is, and he's fine, so that's why I was like, okay, like, I...
Okay.
Yes. So, overall, yeah, I have seen many a sexy concept, and I like the way they presented it. I mean, it only has, like, 4 singles for this one, but for a rookie group, I felt it was very, like, risque, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt it was very risque, but overall, they're much older, and it suits them nicely, so I like a good controversial group, so I like it. Might get into them. They're not bad.
Understandable.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to the next group is Bae173 with hashtag Trace.
That's a bee. I love that song.
Yes, we do. Honestly, with the song, there's no deeper meaning to this because it's a trap song with the rap line.
Yep.
Except for the fact that my son, Do Hyun, and Jaemin are debuting themselves to the world. And the song is really, like, about... them introducing themselves onto
the
trap scene.
Oh yeah, like this song. Like, I almost slipped in the shower listening to this song, so it was that good. It was really hype.
You should not be dancing in the shower. No, that's how accidents happen. But they're like, you know, we got skills. They may not be top tier yet, but soon we'll be on top of our game with our own style and our own color. The first time hearing this song, I love the flow of the rapping between both of them. Mm-hmm. And I just love to hear Do Hyun rap because it just puts a smile on my face. And I really can't wait to see both of them grow and get better as time goes on because they both have unique ways of rapping.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's really good. Like, muy bueno.
Yeah.
It's really good. Do you have anything else to add?
No. It's just again, I almost slipped in the shower. This song was that good.
Yeah.
Don't dance in the shower, y'all.
Yes.
No.
All right, we have a clip we're going to play for you real quick. Yes, I'm very proud. Very proud mother.
Proud mom.
Proud mom.
Moment. You raised a good one, Yvette.
Oh, I know I did. Oh. And do shit, but I know I did.
That's on T.
All right, next group is Stacy with ASAP.
I love Stacy's comeback this come around. It was cute.
I really like it. It was really cute.
Yes, I'm vibing Stacy. Yeah, they're actually one of the girl groups I'm just like, you know what? Off the bat, I like you. First song we have is ASAP.
Do you want to start?
Oh, I thought you were starting with ASAP.
You were the one who opened it.
Oh, I did. You opened the letter, you read it. Oh, well, the song that I actually like that I do have a clip for, I like So What. It's a very, like, it's a light song with, like, guitar strums and snaps, and, like, I like the rap placement in it, and it was very seamless, and it was, again, a really light song. The lyrics are really, you know, not caring about, you know, what people say. And I like it a lot. Because the lyrics is like, you can sleep late, you can sleep late, not washing up isn't that bad, don't worry if you gained weight. I was like, ooh, okay. And he's like, weight is just a number. I like that a lot. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to eat all the food I want, which is fine.
I mean, live your best life, no?
Oh, yeah, it was such a cute song. I really liked it. And, like, even, like, I really also liked the bridge, too, because it was, like, the bridge is, like, don't make it complicated by thinking, let go. I was like, oh, yes, Stacey. So, yes, I definitely loved So What from Stacey. It was very good.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, ASAP, for that song, I'm going to be honest, because when I first heard it, I was not sure if I was going to like it or not.
Oh, yeah, you
like,
did.
I was, like, iffy. I was like, it's not bad, but it's not amazing. But, you know, this is their second comeback, so you got to be gracious for, like, a year and a half or so a group can progress. But the meaning about the song, I'm not sure if it was in terms of the compatibility of a relationship or if it was just, like, about a friendship, but it could be either one. Hearing this song was like very bright, bright, fun, cutesy, like, you know, that cutesy soft pop kind of feel. And I love the bright colors in the MV and the concept, and it brought me back to, like, the similar times of K-pop MVs, how they was just, like, simple to the point, like, this is what it is, it is what it is, there's no hitting meanings or whatever. So I thought that was really refreshing. I really wanted to learn this dance, even though I suck at doing girl group dances. But I love the vocals for this group across the board, especially Jay and Soomin, because they like to sing and rap in the lower range, and I really love that for, like, girl idols and everything like that. One thing I have to point out is the music medley that they came out with, the teasers. I love the way they did it, because they just isolated their vocals and they didn't have a backtrack or anything behind them. It was just their vocals singing the song. And I thought that was, like, so nice and refreshing, because you just get to really hear the talent in each of them when they sing the songs. But this was a great song. It's super cute. Love the concept. And, yeah. Do you have Loveful?
Yeah. I like this one because it was very, like, it was beautiful, like, slow beat song. And it was very, like, it was like a youthful love, because it's like, imagine, like, summertime and you just met, like, oh my God, like, your first summertime boyfriend if you've never had a boyfriend before. So it's kind of like that, like, because, like, you don't know. Yeah, like, first love. I really liked it because it was like, one lyric was, I still don't know much. I still don't know about love. Am I missing it? Is love supposed to hurt like this? I was like, ooh. I was like, okay, but overall, I liked it a lot. I really adore Stacey, and, like, this comeback was pretty good. I'm not usually into girl groups, but them right away, like, their vocals, their rapping, by far, I really like them, and I'm ready to, you know, I can be part of the fandom.
All right.
I'm here for it.
I'm going to include their first debut song, So Bad. I know the song came out months ago, but since it's on the remix is on the same album as ASAP, I just decided to include it. This group is so talented, though, but so are their music producers. They've done a lot of great bops from many groups out there, many top groups, actually, like Red Velvet and Twice. But, if you want to get to know about Stacey more, I did cover them in our last new groups. Yeah. I think on our last new groups. So if you want to get to know them more and more about the music producers, you can go over there and click on that. But this song's about running into someone that catches your attention. And as you get to know them, they spark such an intense attraction in you. And they don't really, they don't realize that. It's just their simple charms that, like, make you, like, be like, oh, that's so special, or oh, I really like this about them kind of thing.
So bad.
Yeah.
Aren't you so bad?
So you make up in your mind that you must have them and confess your romantic feelings for them. Oh. They may not want you in the beginning, but you're determined to make them fall in love with you in the end. I'm not a huge fan of girl groups, just like you, but there's really something different about this group. So I'm really excited to see what they kind of do in future comebacks. But mm-hmm. I like, because their sound is like not too girly, but also not too like boyish, you know. It's just like that gender neutral kind of yes. music. I like it. It's something that everyone can enjoy too. All right, what's our next artist or group? Oh,
Shinee's back.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
with their Atlantis album.
Yes, because my love is really deep for, you know, Shinee. Mm-hmm. Tee hee hee. Ha ha ha. I'll stop. My bad. No, the first song, I liked all three of the new songs that they included for this, for the repackage album. I really enjoyed it. And overall, I really loved it because, man, we hit the vocals. Okay, I know, like, I am a Taemin stan. I love Taemin, and he did great. But Onu, for me, really fucked up Atlantis. I loved it. And the video was really fun and reminded me of, like, SpongeBob. I was having a good old time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Minho's rap was really... Minho, his rap was very clean and crisp. And it just sounded right. It sounded right. And it's very... I liked it because it was a nice, like... It was like a summery song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very summery song, and you can play this at a house party and, you know, just have fun. I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. What were your thoughts?
I didn't review it.
Oh, okay. But no, I definitely liked Atlantis because basically it's like, necessarily, there's one lyric where it was like, the moment I got to find an uncharted territory, the place that seems have awoken my senses, were buried. I liked it a lot because overall, I liked it because like maybe it's like discovering like a new passion or a part of yourself over the brink of summer. I don't know. I just really liked it a lot. That's why I was like, okay, lyrics were on point for me. And the music video was really cute. That's why I like it.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You have a clip for that?
I don't, but okay. The other two songs, we have our Area, and Area was a very nice song. This one was giving me, like, really Wish You Were Here vibes from Super M, so that's why I enjoyed it, but this one, I was like, I probably picked this one. They're like siblings. They're kind of like siblings, and then this one's like the older brother, like, get out of my face for a Wish You Were Here. But I definitely love this song, the music. It was very relaxing with low strings and strokes of a piano, like a hint, like a dash of R&B, and it was nice. And Onu, man, Onu, his vocals were so delightful, and they, you know, I cried. It was real fun. And just Shinee harmonizing together was... You know, I like a good sad song. And, like, pretty much I was like, if Tame and I broke up, I would go running back to him in a heartbeat if he played this. I'll come back to you, boo. So that's Area. So we're going to get in. I like it. So we can play
so
Area.
So toxic.
Is it?
No. Okay. I don't know. I stopped listening and you said Tame. I was like, here we go, Tame. Anyways, let's get to the clip. Okay.
I love them. Okay.
I know. I love Shinee too, but not every song. You know, I'm not going to
like it. Yeah, I just liked Area. I liked Area a lot. And then the next song I had was Days and Years. This one, again, the harmonization of Shinee in the song was beautiful. Musicality, amazing. Mm-hmm. It was very, like, it's not very magical. And yeah. And it was really beautiful. It was like a beautiful long time love. And it's like, because there's one lyric, it's like I'm annoying and you're stubborn. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is basically like, I'm annoying and you're stubborn, but I still love you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and then, okay, yeah, this is the lyric. A lot has happened and will happen. And in every scene, big and small, I'm glad I'm with you. Until the sun doesn't rise. I loved it. It was lyrics. But yeah, we have a clip for this one.
Let's go. All right, we're gonna move on to Ultron featuring Jay Park with Us Too. With this song, I really love the music and the beats for this song. Ultron is a very talented music producer and also DJ. But yes, I do love that Jay Park is providing the vocals as always. The song is like all in English, so there's no need to translate if you know English.
Your man is serenading you?
He's serenading everybody. But that's just what he does.
Yes, it does.
The song is about someone that comes into your life, showing you a different way to love, like a unique way. So you just want to live in the moment and spend every day with them into practically forever. It's kind of like a summer love song. That's what it
I love. Like
yes, so I have a clip for it.
Let it all go. Baby girl, you were the one who showed me how to love. And baby girl, you were the one who taught me. And baby girl, you are the one who showed me where to go. And baby girl, you are the one that is my heart.
Aww.
It's real cute.
Jay, you shouldn't have. I'll stop.
It's real soft. Super soft.
Soft Jay Park.
Yes.
Yes.
But now let's switch it up to. Ooh, Mr. Kang Daniel.
Oh, my other man.
Okay.
Yes. I have started to like him recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been getting really into that. And I have three songs. First song I have up was is Digital from his Yellow album, actually. Mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed it. It's very upbeat, very nostalgic, and kind of creepy because there's like a ha-ha in the beginning. That's why I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it a lot. And it has like, it had the creepy element. And it kind of me, like, if anyone knows like the Blind Lights song by The Weeknd, it kind of gave me like that vibe kind of in the beginning. And I love this song, and you know, it really speaks about time of like, you know, wanting to be healed and just hiding yourself away.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel, I really looked into his album. I loved it a lot. And the second song I have is Misunderstood, featuring Omega Sapien. It's very like heavy on the bass guitar, and it's just, you know, living in fame can cause you to like rethink things and like the people mm-hmm. in your life. So
yeah,
a 10 out of 10. I really loved that song. But my favorite was Misunderstood. That one, Daniel shows off very like, you know, very soft vocals, and like it had like low EDM on there. And then there's someone on there that it's a girl. It's a really talented dude that I might get into. His name is Wanstein. His mm-hmm. His rap was very like light and precise, and I enjoyed this album quite a bit. And there's actually funny thing, on the album there's a diamond mm-hmm. and Daniel, there's, if you really look closely, there's a picture of Daniel in the diamond, and basically it's like all the pressure can either crack or make a diamond.
Okay.
That's why I enjoyed it a lot. And you know, according to Daniel, like for Save You, he was like, you know, it's a little cheesy, but I want to make music that helps people, and I don't want to be, oh, let me save the world. I want to stay humble and make music that's honest to to myself and those listening.
That's really nice.
You go, Daniel. I appreciate you. I'm a stan you. I like him. And we may play the clip from Save You.
All right, let's go.
Woo!
Okay. key.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overall, I enjoyed listening to Daniel's album, and I appreciate him a lot more. And I like that, you know, all the meanings behind the songs, and he was very vulnerable with this album. Mm-hmm. So, you go, Daniel.
All right, we're going to go into the next artist. We have Pino Mecco with his album Dry Flower, and we're going to be talking about the song Raindrop. This song is super short, but Pino Mecco's song Raindrop and album is all about the vibes for me.
Vibe.
Just the way it feels and the way it sounds. In this song, he talks about waking up to rain and seeing how gloomy it is outside and how it ruins his day, making him depressed and bored. A lyric I like from the song is, drank today's gloominess instead of coffee. I don't know why. It just sounded like...
That sounds interesting.
Very poetic. Yes. Like, it just stood out for me. But let's listen to the clip real quick. But yeah, I really like this song. It's just like something you can listen to in the background while you're just like doing chores or something.
K-pop coffee shop playlist.
Like, that's what I, every time I listen to it, that's what I think.
I feel like it was like, not to be funny, but I feel like, ooh, it's like raining outside. And I can
That's literally how I picture it, because I like the rain. Like, the rain doesn't make me sad. I really enjoy the rain. It brings me at peace, actually.
Yeah, I think everyone loves to stay at home when it's raining and makes them watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Just be comfortable.
Yeah, drink some chocolate, man.
All right, next group we have is Ace with Down featuring Gray.
Yes!
Okay, so Precious knows I was iffy about the teasers for this song, and I told her that I don't expect anything, but I hope that I'm so wrong. And boy, was I so wrong, because this song was stuck in my head for like weeks.
It's a bomb!
I woke up to this song like playing in my head. Like, as soon as I woke up, I heard it in my head, and I was just like, huh. I was like, I really like this song.
As you should.
But do you remember the game we played with the teasers? Since all the boys were throwing ass.
That's true.
We're like, who's going to throw the best ass?
Yeah.
And we're just going to rank them.
Yeah, like as everyone's trailer came out, we started ranking everybody. And we were talking about it like off mic just a second ago. And we rated everybody.
Here's who we thought was going to do the best. We thought that June was going to do the best.
I thought that.
And then who? What? BK next?
BK!
BK next? Okay, and then we're going to think Donghoon and then Chan?
Yes!
Like, that was what we thought.
But
what happened was, the first was BK, then it was June, then it was, I don't know if it was Donghoon or Chan. No, I think it was Chan, because Donghoon didn't really do anything because he was being shy about it or whatever.
Yes.
But BK won.
Yeah. BK. Okay. Me personally, if I had to rank these, like, BK threw the best ass.
Mm-hmm.
Chan
did a pretty good job.
He did pretty good. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, huh? And then Park, if you ever listen to this, Park Joon-hee, I am so disappointed in you. You know how much cake you have and to throw, but you chose not to throw said cake, which is fine. But disappointed. I love you.
He didn't want it.
It was too much cake. It was too much.
He doesn't know how to control the power of the cake.
I've seen him twerk. What do you mean?
But not for that type of video. It was more on the innocent side.
It was really cute. I love the song. It's very sweet. But Donghoon, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand. Because the thing is, I don't think he really likes being cute all the time.
No, he doesn't like it.
So he's just like, he was really trying though.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't throw much ass. But I love my baby though. It's okay.
But anyway, this song is so cute. Mm-hmm. And drawing like your imagination is... It's like of the guys going to a party just to chill, but then they end up meeting someone that they connect with on a deep level, and they develop a crush on them, and, you know, they want to get to know them better.
Mm.
My favorite lyric in the song is from Donghoon. He says, just a little, hold on, let me drown in those eyes. That was so cute. That was like so cute. I was like, that's so slick.
I want to drown in those eyes.
That's so slick, right?
I'm gonna drown in his eyes.
It's like when he said like those lyrics, I was picturing like the party is over, but you don't want to leave each other, so you just stare at each other a little bit longer.
Yes.
It's like that. Like that's what I was picturing.
Okay, when I say summer song, this is a summer song.
It like, definitely
unexpected
is.
Love, summer party. You're at like I get it, mm-hmm. And this is I love. You know I love a good simp song.
Yeah,
this is a good simp song, and I love it produced very well, and I loved his vocals. Like okay, Donghoon, his vocals in it for me. When he started, it sounded very, like, rocker-like. That's why I was like...
No, literally. In fact, I was really impressed with Donghoon's vocals because It brought that rock vibe to the song. And honestly, I want to hear more of that in the future from him because that was amazing.
So we're going to manifest Ace doing a rock concept. Manifest.
Why not? But the vocals and the raps were all on point for the song. The only person that was missing was Wow. And I hope he's getting his much-needed rest, and hopefully he'll be back to have another comeback with them.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-boo's resting.
Yes.
But do you have anything else to type in?
Me, personally, overall, I really enjoyed the song. Everybody should go stream down. And
it's all in English.
It's all in English, so... It's okay, but okay, can I say honorable mention, because this is really random, but Donghoon and Chan, they did a cover of Driver's License on their SoundCloud, if anybody wants to hear it. It was pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Yes, but let's get into that clip of Down.
Yes.
Woo!
Let's do the clip, and then we'll take a quick break.
As you walked up in the spot, this room's closing in on me, my heart dropped. Girl, you're a stunner, the way you smile, taking my breath away. Nobody here got a thing on you, falling down, down. I ain't usually this fool, but something's pulling me towards you. No use in fighting the feeling. My plan is to get to know you before this party ends. I'm trying to be more than friends. Put in your number, I'll give you a call if you're down. Thought I was doing fun.
Yes.
BK rapping.
I know.
I love that he can rap and sing, though.
I know. And so can Wow. I love them. Yeah, their verses were my favorite. It just sounded so smooth and slick. That's why I really loved it. I ain't stop. No more Kai for me. I'm done.
Let's move on to our next artist.
Yeah, so if you guys do not know his name... Well, previously, his name is Hyunjun, but a.k.a. he's Paul. Former member of The Boys, and he actually did a song called Void that you guys can stream on YouTube. And me personally, I do have a clip for this one. I think you guys will really enjoy it. It kind of reminded me low-key of like Eclipse by Ash Island for like 5 seconds, but it's pretty good. And it's kind of like a mix of like alternative and EDM, and his voice is very unique, airy, and it's just very interesting.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say. So we're gonna play the clip and enjoy.
Okay, why did he leave the boys again?
It was like, at first I would think it was like family issues at first is what I read. But overall, I'm happy because...
But usually they put them on hiatus.
I know. I don't know. I think it was also mental issues too. I'm not too sure, but me personally, I'm happy that he's, out here doing his own little thing. And, I will support him. You know, if he did leave the boys, that would have been my bias, but we all know who my bias is in the boys. But, yes. But, guys... I actually want to move on to probably one of my favorite comebacks of this month.
This is my favorite comeback.
I have one of my favorites. Day 6.
The Book of Us. Ooh, I don't remember how to say this word. Oh my gosh.
Negentropy?
Negentropy.
Someone smart, please correct us.
I feel like there's different ways to say
it. I was going to say...
Negentropy.
I was going to say negentropy because, like, entropy is part of it. So that's what I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
I feel like I can only say it in, like, a certain accent.
Yes, but, I mean...
I don't have any.
It's aight. But basically, we're going to give a quick vocab lesson. Entropy is the measure of rough randomness and disorder. And, like, absence of patterns and structure of a system. And then we have negative entropy, which is... Negentropy, and it is roughly refers to the degree of organization within a system. So I thought that was interesting because I thought it would be flipped. Like entropy would be like together, but then they had the Book of Us entropy. It's like a
double negative.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting. I thought the meanings would be flipped, but entropy mm-hmm. had sweet chaos on it. It's like, okay, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're gonna get into this album.
All right. So the song I have is "You Make Me." I feel like the song is like vocally blessed by all the members. I definitely wanted to highlight it, this song, because it's like classic Day 6 in my opinion.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I'm still very new to this group, but with this style of music is like where they thrive. Like, it's emotional storytelling and it's raw.
Oh yes.
From what I got from the song is like when you're feeling at your lowest and you just want to end it all, but you have that one person that brings you back from like the abyss and they bring you out into the light, not only saving you, but also like lifting you up to be stronger and to do better.
Yes.
Like, on the other hand, you do fear that if this person doesn't stay in your life, that you could end up back where you started. But that's song-wise, not reality-wise. But overall, it's an amazing song.
It's a good song.
I'm going to have it on repeat for a long time. And I think this is time I need to make a Day 6 playlist.
I got because one.
This song is really good.
I got one with all the K bands. Mm-hmm. I got you, girl. But no, I loved it because One Pill started the song off. I almost, yeah. That bitch, in a good way, he cracked my heart mm-hmm. that's cold and dead in half.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. So because, nice. Like, the one lyric I love is, like, being alive, it's being alive is scary, though, but I can push through as long as I have your love. You make mm-hmm. me. Ah! I love it.
Very. It's, Beautifully written.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Day 6.
All right, another song that I wanted to review was Only. Mm-hmm. This song caught my attention the most on the first listen of the album, especially with the intro, because the vibe of the song is very 60s-like. Like, they give Beatle vibes, which I really love, because it, like, brought me back to, like, music class in the sixth grade, where I learned about many, you know, classical musicians, but also learned about a lot of different artists, like mm-hmm. The Beatles and many different genres. So that's where hearing the song kind of transported me back to, like, you know, middle school, where I'm just, like, learning about music and I first, like, really started getting into music. Only is, like, that super sweet love that you have for one person and one person only. I guess you could say it's a very much puppy love, first kind of love kind of song. Honestly, I really wanted to review this whole album, but I just don't have the time. But every song's a masterpiece, and I can't wait to buy this album. It'll be my second Day 6 album.
I think this will be, like, my fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Like, I love Day 6.
This was an all kill for me on this album. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did actually, my bad, I actually did review this song, but I didn't put it on here, so that was my bad. But, no, you're good. Again, okay, yeah, all caps in my notes, again, I cried. mm-hmm. No, I actually did cry listening to it. I felt very serenaded, and it was very slow. It was like, you know, one of those really good slow jam songs that you just mm-hmm. dance with your partner to, and then, like, I had the hint of the piano. And, like, okay, dead ass me in a perfect world, I would suggest, like, me and Jay, this would be our wedding song. I said what I said. Mm-hmm. And Brian has to sing it. I don't care.
Just Brian.
Yeah, I love you, Young K. And then one other song I did, my bad, I had on here that I forgot.
Well, wait. Let's play the clip for Only, though, real quick. Slow your roll.
Serenade by Day 6.
I love that.
It's the perfect world, yo.
I would want to be friend. Out front stage.
Yes.
All right. What other song from their album did
you know? Yeah. My bad, y'all. I had one. I like the song because it's a very, like, empowering song. And then, you know, taking away the the romanticization from the song, mm-hmm. I really love this song because it's about, you know, the dynamic of two people, individuals, just, like, sticking together. Mm-hmm. That's why I love this song. And overall, this is a very classic Day 6 album, and they never failed to impress me. This album, to me, was very, you know, it was a light touch from Book of Entropy and Demon. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, to be honest, like, I was in my feelings and my emotions. So... that was how I was feeling. I could, again, like, we could have gave this whole album its own episode, because I could talk about it, like, all day. It was
a really good album.
But, yeah, these three songs these songs right here that we talked about, I definitely feel like it would be really good for anyone wanting to, like, start listening to Day 6.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, this album, 10 out of 10, I'll kill. We're going to go to Eve Pink and buy it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Next we have is Enhyphen. Yep, with Border Carnival, their title song "Drunk Days."
I was so shook.
They did really well.
They did so good.
I'm so freaking proud of my boys. This concept is so unique. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I have to praise the creative team for this as well, because wow, like it was like a mix of BTS's Fake Love with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like, it was kind of like its own. Like, if those two had a baby, it would be Drunk Days in a way. But this song came out very well. Even though there's some, like, disconnects when they're performing, you know, here and there. But, you know, they're still a baby rookie group. So, they're still growing. They're still learning. But the MV was extremely entertaining. I'm gonna assume that they were all drinking Kool-Aid, because only two members, like, are of legal age in South Korea.
Everyone's drinking that Kool-Aid.
But I think that the black Kool-Aid, the over sugary, like, Kool-Aid like a pound of sugar in it, and you just got a sugar high.
Oh, so the one that Mark and Johnny made and they burnt it, yeah.
And burnt it?
Yeah, it's on the V Live.
How do you burn Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid's not supposed to be heat.
Oh, no, they burnt tea.
Oh.
There we go. My bad, y'all.
It's like, why are they cooking? Okay. But also, I always forget that this is a vampire concept, too. Yeah. So maybe it was blood.
Yeah.
Could have been blood.
Yes. Hybe, they put crack in this song. And it was so creepy. I liked it. I felt very welcome to the Enhyphen frat house. Mm-hmm. I liked the frat house. It was nice.
Yeah. But, you know, no underage drinking. We don't support that. But I think the song is more like, it also has like that double meaning of, you know, an adult beverage or being in an addictive environment, and like when you're having too much fun and you get mm-hmm. caught up in the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. then it's like your drunk days.
Crossfaded.
Yeah, crossfaded.
So if you guys want to listen to that, we have other podcasts, so it's okay.
Yeah. I don't have a clip for this one, though.
Nah, me neither. But, I mean, I like the one lyric where it's like, the world's drunk in a swirling glass at the edge of my burning heart.
Ooh. Okay.
We're drunk in a swirling glass? Okay.
That's cute.
Yes, I like it. Me, personally, I think all the other, like, Enhyphen fans, like, watching, like, I think it's cute because we watched them while they were in Island, and now to as watch trainees, them from, so then to now, I'm just like, aw. The growth.
They're doing very well, and the concepts are so awesome. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
It's, like, on the level of BTS's concepts.
Yeah, dead ass.
Just
like,
mini BTS.
Yes. Dead ass. Like, my teen, angsty teen, like, twihard self was, like, this album was, like, the perfect, like, it's, like, the perfect, like, vampire summer, like, fever dream that I've wanted.
But, oh, my favorite scene in Drunk Days was Sung-hoon doing, like, twirling in blood.
Oh, yes.
Blood was raining onto him.
Yep.
That was like, ew.
You're giving
like
me...
Jin from BTS, like, when he had that whole, like, theatrical moment in Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, when he kissed the statue?
Yes, it was like that.
Yes.
Almost. Or, like, when J-Hope was in the Snickers and the Fake Love. Like, it was, like, everyone has their moment. That was, like, Sung-hoon's moment. I was just, like, visual.
That had to be sponsored.
It was so nice.
I liked it. It was so good.
All right. So, the next song we have is Not For Sale. I have to point out that I love that Enhyphen always has a soft song mixed into their albums. I really enjoy, like, hearing something a little bit different from what the main, like, concept of the album is, if it's a dark one. And I really hope they continue doing it in future albums. But the song is pretty short, but it's so sweet and adorable from what I was able to get about the song, that there are many things that could be bought in life, including love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
But the song talks about coming across someone that guides you and teaches you things that you just can't pay someone to do or find, or you can't buy it online.
It's not for sale.
Yeah, so that person becomes invaluable to you and therefore isn't for sale and cannot be bought. It's a really cute song.
I'm priceless.
Hey, treat yourself that way.
Nobody can tame me.
All right, so I do have a clip for y'all for that one.
Proud of the children. I'm proud of them.
I'm very proud of all my sons.
Yes.
I love them.
We raised such good kids.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Next group we have is ITZY.
Girl Power.
Yes, with their album Guess Who and their title song Mafia in the Morning.
Okay. Everything.
Yeah. Okay, so
everything.
This song literally came out on the 30th, and I've only listened to it like less than 5 times, but it's a banger.
Oh, it took me one, man.
Like, great combination of feminine, like, vibes and then badass, like, mixed together. Yes, the song is based on the game Mafia that you see many idols play on the variety shows. But my favorite lyric for the song is Yuna's part where she goes, "Acts better than an actress, a fox that tricks a wolf.
Ooh.
You won't see a clue, but I have it all planned out. Because, you know, you have to be very deceiving to win as a mafia, you know?"
So good.
Like, I really liked that one.
And I liked it a lot. It was really, like, it's such a weird, okay, to me, it was, like, a weird song, but a good weird, and, like, kind of, like, mysterious.
It was, like, kind of dark.
And, like, it's so addictive to listen to. And, like, Yeji and Rugen, their rapping really added the edge for me, and I really loved all the vocalists. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, queens work. I was like screaming watching the whole video like the entire time, and this was like strong but yet like still seductive. It's like, I don't know,
but it was so badass.
Yeah, because like Rugen in the beginning, she was like, "Oh, guess who, love you, it's me, but I ain't gonna tell you though." Mm-hmm. So I interpreted the song in two kinds of ways. I like you, but you're not gonna know because I'm Mickey Mine anyway, and you're not gonna know it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, bam. Or I'm just gonna take you out with like a gun, but that's like, that's, yeah, like 360. Because I'm a mafia. Because I'm a mafia.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, so either
way. They're just talking about the game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm gonna bring this to the stage.
Yes.
But no, if you haven't seen the performance, you should really watch it. It's really entertaining. I like it.
They did such a good job.
Yes, but we have a clip for that. Let's play it. I'm the mafia. That was Mafia.
When I say that these women are bad bitches.
It was good.
Bad bitches.
And I really love the choreography of it.
Everybody become a Mitzi.
Yes.
I'm a Mitzi. I like them a lot.
Alright, we're going to the next artist, Weiched with Writers, featuring Chin, Uneducated Kid, J Park, and Tiger JK.
Oh.
I only know J Park. But
I only know about this song because Ash Island promoted it.
I know about the song because J Park promoted it.
And that is all.
But this is a great vibe to the song. Since it's a rap song, the message is pretty straight to the point. Make money moves, get rich, dominate the market, live fully. You know, live fast. Hopefully not die young. But
oh my god, Writers is like Fast and the Furious because they're riding fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like, they're buying expensive cars.
I got you. All right. The one element I really like about this song is that every artist has such a distinct rap flow, so you can hear the transitions clearly. Mm-hmm. Also, the background beats are really good. Like I said, I came across this because Jay Park promoted it on his Instagram, and I decided to listen to it like on a whim. But now I add it to my playlist. I really like it. And I don't have a clip for it, but that's all right. Check it out.
Y'all just gotta go listen to Riders. Right? Mm-hmm. Wait,
all right, next group we have is AB6.
Can you do the AB6 whisper?
No, I can't. I never tried it.
AB6.
But their album, Mo Complete, Have a Dream, it's a really good album. I really liked it. Like, I feel like AB6 never disappoints, to be honest. And they haven't even been in the, like, the game that long, but they're really good. Like, each member can hold their own. And I haven't seen a group like that in a while, but we're going to start off with their song Headline. The song is simple, straight to the point. It's a mix of whatever you do in life, make sure it's a headline. Like, make sure you stand out in the best way possible. The other part of the song is, like, someone that embodies the role of the main character, like the YN. Like, someone who's so like...
Me?
Calm down, ma'am.
I'll stop.
She's like, me? Me? But someone who has, like, a lot of charisma and people admire them from afar, like, wowing people with simple charms and having, like, the confidence to do what you want. Mm-hmm. It's a super catchy song that you can just bump your head to.
So AB6 wrote a song about this is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Okay.
You can do whatever you like. All right, next song we have is our title song, Close. Okay, before we start with the song, I got Bias record slapped, like, real hard.
In the face.
By Woong.
In the face.
Woong in that crop top with those beautiful vocals. Like, my Bias is a wonderful and talented Woojin, but for a second I was like, Woojin who? Like, Woojin who? I'm not sure if it, like, if I've came back to my senses yet, to be honest. But anyway, I pretty much love everything about this song, from the MV, the concept, the soft vocals, the low rap, the EDM beats in the background, and, like, the pastel colors that they were wearing in the jean.
I liked it. I watched, like, the music video at work. I was so screaming. Pretty. I was screaming.
But my favorite lyric in the song is from the Bias Woojin, where he goes, make pinky promises with you every night in my dream that will go against all fate. I believe that there is no end for us. If you think my hand is still warm, throw yourself to me, close your eyes, trust me now. And I was like,
a thousand times yes.
That's so cute.
A thousand times yes.
I was like, I know, I think he wrote that one. He wrote that lyric for sure. I was like, wow. Who knew a rap could sound so romantic? But it was just cute and innocent. It was like taking a leap of faith kind of type of situation. Like, this song is so comfortable to listen to, but it's also really fun to dance to. I really wanted to hear this song at K-pop night for sure.
Yes. DJ, really cool. You know what to do. Drop that beat.
All right.
Sorry.
Next group we have is... Sorry,
because the DJ can't hear me.
Of course not. Next group we have is P1 Harmony with their album Disharmony Breakout.
The Other Sons.
Yes. I decided to do a review on their title track, Scared. I think it's a great title track for P1 Harmony's second album. I'm actually surprised of how quick of a comeback that they had, actually. Especially since they're, you know, a rookie group. But nonetheless, I was happy to see more of them. Watching the teaser and listening to the audio clips, though, had me, like, super nervous because, to be honest, I'm not a fan of the concept of the MV. I understand it, but it's not my type. I don't really like it. But the song is pretty good. This song is about not self-doubting yourself or caring what other, you know, outside voices say or opinions think of you, because ultimately your opinion is the only opinion that matters when it comes to you and who you are, what you want to do, and how you feel about yourself. Many times in the song, especially in the chorus, you'll hear gyop nani, which means, like, what are you scared of? And then you'll hear, like, gulp nani nuga is tell me who you're scared of. It's like, why be afraid of people's opinions of you? Be confident in who you are. Don't look down upon yourself. just because someone says something negative about you, which is super relevant these days because, you know, the internet's like our main focus or everything, mm-hmm. you know, at the touch of a button, unfortunately. But it's like, don't just degrade yourself and be who you are unapologetically. Like, that's the kind of song it is.
You go, P1 Harmony.
Yeah.
He slapped those haters. I don't know what haters. I don't know.
He slapped those haters.
Nah, Kehoe would totally just be like, okay, and?
Literally.
That's Bestie.
Oh, I love that kid.
I love Bestie.
All right. Last but not least,
Wendy.
We have Wendy from Red Velvet with her first mini album. Her title song, Like Water. This is the very first album I listened to in April. And it was just out of curiosity because it was on my YouTube. And because I love the Monster comeback and the Psycho comeback. So I was like, I'll listen to it. Why not? And I'm always hearing great things about Wendy's. And oh my damn. I'm just now realizing that Wendy is a vocal goddess. Yes, I know I'm late to the party. But that, you know, I've always known that Red Velvet has amazing vocalists. And they can sing a cappella, like, easy. And I still have a lot of their songs, but I never fully got into them out of laziness, and that's my bad, but this ballad is on my replay list. Like, I love listening to it. I play it almost any chance I get, but it's because of the way she sings the song. Like, not many singers sing with this level of emotion.
So she sang the song.
She sang. Baby sang. Mm. And she has me, like, all in my feels with her stunning vocals and beautiful comfort envy. Like, it felt, when you watch the envy, it just feels homey. Like, super duper homey. It's just flawless. The song is so comforting, and it's meant to, like, repair mental wounds or be like a serotonin boost of comfort for the mind, because that's what it does for me, honestly. She also uses the analogy of water to be healing and comforting at the same time, so it's very reassuring. I can, what's the same? Oh, I said sometimes, I was like, what am I talking about? Sometimes I feel like I have to go a roundabout way of explaining things, and sometimes it doesn't make sense, but when you listen to this, it'll make all the sense, especially when you watch the MV and stuff like that. But it's beautiful and, like, so many emotions, and it's just so cute. But
you're in your feelings?
Yes, it's a great song. So I'm gonna play a clip for you real quick. That girl can sing. She's so good.
She sang.
All right. Yes. Next song from Wendy's album is When This Rain Stops. Y'all, this song had me in my feelings too. The song is about pushing through the difficult and dark times in life and coming out on the other side to be happy again. My favorite lyrics in this song are, "Oh, I want you to know that everyone has tomorrow. Sometimes you can stop like this. You can rest." Like, sometimes you can, like, it's, I'm trying to think how to explain this.
Wendy got you fucked up, man.
Yeah, no, she does.
Yep.
But let me just move on. I'll explain it a bit. But another lyric is, "In spite of the rain in one's heart, when this rain stops, then you can smile again." And I was just like, these are such powerful lyrics from her. And her voice is so powerful singing it. It's like Wendy tells us that it's okay to not automatically be happy and okay. Like, if you need to take a break to rest mentally or physically, then that's okay, as long as you get to the other side and, you know, stand in the light proudly and, you know, be proud of yourself with all the hard work you did to get there, you know? Amazing song. Like, I have a clip for this. Like, so cute.
Tomorrow.
That, my friend, is K-pop church.
Like, ooh, baby is soulful. Like, yes. My God.
Aww.
She's so talented. So talented.
JYP better not let her go, bro.
You done fucked up if you do lose them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay, everyone. So, if you liked our new and improved monthly comebacks presented by me and my best friend, Yvette, who's a bad bitch. I'll stop. I have you up, girl.
Damn, chill out.
But if you guys enjoyed our new and improved monthly comebacks, please don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment, and, you know, do whatever that makes you happy. And, you know, we love you. But no, seriously, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at whatinthekpop_official. Talk to us, go to our link tree, and all of our social medias will be there so you guys can keep up with the latest trends of what in the K-pop is doing and whatnot. I listen to Alexa way too much. But no,
that's annoying. That's gonna have to stop.
But no, anyways, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, listening, and let us know what you guys think of the artists and songs that we reviewed, and we're going to let you hear us next time. And remember to
live your best K-pop life.
Bye! And don't buy too many albums.
Live your life. Do what you want.
Do it.